35 years of Living Paintings. This year, Living Paintings celebrates 35 years of bringing the visual world to life for blind and visually impaired people of all ages. As part of the charity's celebrations, we thought we'd take a whistle-stop trip down memory lane and share just a few of the charity's key moments from the last four decades. 1989. When art history lecturer Alison Oldland wanted a new canine companion, she only had one requirement, that it wouldn't chew her furniture. Needing a dog with a certain level of training brought golden retriever Emma into her life. Emma had many positive qualities, but luckily for Alison, being a guide dog wasn't one of them. Emma hadn't made a mark during her training, but as she just about passed the Do Not Chew module, she was adopted by Alison and her family. As a way of thanks, Alison gave a special art history lecture to raise funds for the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association. Knowing some members of the audience were blind, she took great care to describe the paintings in minute detail to help them build an image in their minds. It was so popular that she was asked to record her audio description of artworks. It was soon after that that Alison had a light bulb moment, combining audio descriptions with tactile versions of works to help blind people experience art through touch and sound. 1993. When Alison's daughter Camilla joined this newly formed charity, she was instantly hooked. Driven by its impact, she began to wonder how the combination of touch and sound could be applied to other areas to widen the service's benefit. 1993 marked the publishing of The Very Hungry Caterpillar, their very first accessible children's picture book. It was such a roaring success that seven more books followed a year later. Today, there are almost 300 Touch to See picture books, Living Paintings collection, with more in the pipeline than ever before. It's become perhaps what Living Paintings is most famous for. 1995 marked the start of Living Paintings' long-term partnership with that cheeky bear, Pudsey, which has gone from strength to strength over the years. At the time, it was the biggest grant Living Paintings had ever received and made an incredible difference, helping the organisation reach more blind and visually impaired children than ever before. They've gone on to feature on the BBC's Children in Need special several times, most recently with a segment presented by Ellie Goulding and featuring the story of one of their beneficiaries, Tyann. 2000. When Living Paintings decided to bring artworks from the Royal Collection to life for blind and visually impaired people, they teamed up with Christopher Lloyd, who was, at the time, surveyor of the Queen's pictures. This connection garnered the attention and subsequent support of the then Prince of Wales, who recorded a very special introduction message for the organisation. The now King even requested that his stumble-pronouncing Torre del Orologio be kept in the final cut, mentioning how it showed that he was just a human who could make mistakes. 2010. painting's unique work enables them to capture the attention of a host of high-profile supporters, whom they rallied to host an excitingly unique charity auction featuring 20 Steiff teddy bears, individually styled by Living Painting's friends and supporters. From Stella McCartney and Disney to Joan Collins, a host of stars gave their support. Their bears were displayed in all their glam glory at Peter Jones in Sloane Square before being sold off to the highest bidder. But what made this Living Painting's event stand out in particular? Aside from the money raised and the positive impact it had for so many blind and visually impaired children and young adults, it was the arrival of giant life-size bears that made it truly memorable. Camilla, our CEO, explains, alongside the donated teddy bears from Germany, came rather randomly a few life-size bears. They arrived in animal transport crates, as if they contained real bears, and we needed to stop the traffic in central London to get them into the venue. It was absolutely calamity, but all great fun. So, if you were driving in London in 2010 and got stopped by a group of ladies so they could offload their bears, please know they weren't real. 2012. Knowing their books and resources made an incredible impact, opening up the visual world for thousands of beneficiaries across the country, Living Paintings began to wonder how they could be used to bring people together, to tackle isolation and help blind adults form friendships and connections. Their solution: Touch to See clubs. These bed clubs were soon launching up and down the country, allowing groups of blind and visually impaired people to explore the organisation's resources together and talk about what they were experiencing in a social environment. Today, Touch to See clubs continue to run and make a difference in the community, with a recent update to the service to include people living in care homes for the elderly. 2020. As COVID hit and the country locked down, nobody captured the hearts of the nation more than Captain Tom. But Ted, a young Living Paintings beneficiary, gave him a good run for his money. Inspired by Captain Tom's laps of his garden, 11-year-old Ted took on the challenge to run 26.2 miles over 26 days to raise money for Living Paintings. With his family and friends behind him, some incredible media coverage and messages of support from stars such as Tim Peake, Air Balding, Derek Jacobi and Joss Butler, young Ted raised a whopping £38,000 for Living Paintings. 2021. Louis Morehouse joined Living Paintings when he was a toddler after losing his sight due to complications with childhood cancer. At the age of just 19, he spearheaded a campaign to give Doctor Who, his favourite TV show, the Living Paintings treatment and help other blind and visually impaired fans experience the rich visual history of the programme. Louis raised almost £25,000 to produce three tactile audio picture packs that chart the Doctor's journey over 60 years. With the first two now available and the third coming very soon, the experiences feature guides and exclusive audio content from a host of Doctor Who stars, including Tom Baker, Christopher Eccleston, Katie Manning, Derek Jacobi, and voice of the Daleks, Nick Briggs. Such was the impact of the campaign that Louis was appointed a trustee of Living Paintings in 2024. 2023. As the coronation of King Charles drew closer, the team at Living Paintings began thinking about how they could translate this upcoming visual spectacle for blind and visually impaired children across the country. They set about working to produce a range of tactile images and audio guides that would help blind and visually impaired children and young people feel fully included in the celebrations. These audio guides were provided by a host of stars, including Dame Joanna Lumley, Roman Kemp, Omid Jalali, Mel Gedroyk, Sir Derek Jacobi, and Living Paintings beneficiary Eleanor Stollery. Through this ambitious project, Living Paintings doubled the number of children and young people using their service, meaning that they are now supporting more children, young people, schools, and families than ever before.